Okay, we're gonna call to order. It is 5:34. We're meeting on Wednesday, December 17th, 2025. We're meeting at the Cedar View Martwell Special Service District Conference Room. And that, is there any public comments? Hey, any conflict of interest?
I might have one with my dad's land on the street pipeline if we discuss something like that.
Okay. All right, where's Kay? Kay, should we pass the bill or go ahead and do the bills?
Let's do the bills.
Okay, let's go ahead. Do we have a motion to accept the bills?
What is Backblaze?
It's what we use to back up all of our data.
Okay.
It's a monthly bill. It shows up every month.
It's an annual.
Annual.
I did have one question, and I already brought it up with Aaron. It was on a bill that I had with Mountain Land. I turned in, and he stated, I'll let him explain.
So Mountain Land, because they weren't able to fulfill two of our back orders, that we got a credit, and we were able to apply the credit for the bill that we had received this month, which was $101.82. We still have about $645 in credit with Mountain Land.
What is claw valve?
Clay valve.
Oh, clay valve.
Clay valve.
Clay valve. Okay.
Was that when they came and worked on our vaults?
Did yes. Repairs on the vaults.
That took them a while to get us the bill.
Yeah, they sent it to me. It might, and eventually they were like, I don't know how to get this over there. So
at least they got it to us.
Yeah. Now, on some of that billing stuff, Alan, when you can get the billing address from here now, so it'll be permanent. Okay, any other questions?
I make a motion to accept the bills.
I'll second it.
Okay, we have a motion, we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any objections? There is none, motion carries. Okay, approval of minutes. Do you have a motion on the minutes?
I make a motion that we accept the minutes as written.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, we have a motion and we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any objections? There is none. Motion carries. Okay, we're going to go down since we're a little ahead. If you can keep it under till 6 o'clock. If not, we'll carry it over after the public meeting stuff.
Go as fast as possible.
Okay. You'll have some questions, so if it goes over, we'll just carry it over to after.
Okay. 6 o'clock? Jeez, I don't want to talk that long. Okay. I have good news, and I have good news or good news. What do you want to hear first?
I was telling the bad.
The best news.
Okay, so good news. The waterline project is under schedule. Ahead of schedule, under budget. Okay. That's the second good news, and it's looking like we're gonna be so far ahead that we can be looking at other options for money, such as other places for some water lines a little bit.
How much are we talking?
You're talking it
roughly.
In addition to the tank? In addition to the tank. So we don't know for sure exactly. I've kind of lined out a little bit, but somewhere between a quarter and three quarters of a mile more of pipe we could possibly fit in. We don't have to talk about that this month, but something to be thinking about. Probably for next month to be discussing. We'll be close enough.
So with that, roughly, what would be the funding on that, the amount?
So rough. And so yeah. I kind of lined out where the different pieces of the budget sit right now and what's left. You still have that contingency of $236,000, so AKA potential tank funding.
Okay.
Plus $180,000 and looking like even more, but don't know exactly how much more. just in savings on bid items. And this was kind of a surprise to me today, talking to Johansson about, give me a rough idea of how much the tank is going to cost. He was only putting it at about $125,000 to construct the 50,000 gallon tank. So adding those couple of numbers up above and subtracting out that number leaves quite a bit left.
Yeah.
So
unless we increase the size of the tank.
Unless we do something like that. So yeah, things are going great for the water line. I don't know. Kim, AJ, you want to expound? You guys have been coming to a lot of progress meetings. Any
I pop in unannounced here and there all the time.
Yeah.
Good.
Like Thursday. Oh my heck, they hit a stretch there that was flat going. Really, I mean, nothing in the way, just lay line.
Yeah.
And they were flying.
Yeah.
They had the rocks, yeah.
For kind of a reference, at the very beginning, we were calculating that they would need to be at like 450 feet of pipe a day for the duration of their time. Monday, they had 1,400 feet of pipe.
Wow.
So they're hitting stretches like that, and they're doing a good job. It's just there's not a lot of utilities.
Are they putting water in behind them?
No, they have not been doing that.
They haven't been filling.
Once they've got it all in, they'll do it in sections starting from the top.
Okay, there was somebody down by the valves today with the hammer hitting the top of the valve, breaking, looked like cement up when I drove by once.
Which valve?
They had, they're on 4,000 where they tied in. And that's what looked like they were breaking up some cement or something, and it was one of their trucks. It was one of their workers.
I'll have to ask them what they were doing.
Yeah.
My question on that.
Yeah.
When they start filling that tank, how are they going to keep that? I mean, filling the line, how are they going to keep the cross connection in place so we don't contaminate our existing line?
So they'll have to
run a hose from a fire hydrant with a
yes.
double check valve over into the
exactly.
system.
Exactly. Yeah. Stretch at a time. So start at the top, get that passed off, then do the next stretch from that first stretch, then do the next stretch.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so really the only, all good news for the water line, the only thing that we kind of need to discuss is they're so far ahead of schedule that there's the potential that they're going to be, okay, so they're rock saw. They're using the rock saw for the water line coming down. For the tank, they would also want to use the rock saw. They're going so fast that there's the potential they could outpace the design of the tank and be done with the water line before the tank design is done.
You guys better get busy then.
Yeah, we're trying. and we don't know that we'll have to do this, but I thought we should kind of discuss it with the board of if that is the case, if they get done before next board meeting and we're saying, hey, they don't want to take the rock saw off-site to have the cost included in the tank of bringing it back. One possible solution is giving them a change or getting a cost from them, and if it's okay, if it's an okay cost, giving them a change order for just excavating, not actually building the tank, just using the rock saw to dig the hole.
Prepping the ground.
Prepping the ground. That's an option. We don't know that that's going to happen, but I wanted to throw that out as a possibility. If that does happen, where they're to the end, what are your guys' thoughts as far as the process for doing that? Because typically you want to approve those things in the board meeting, but if, you know, it's in a couple weeks before the board meeting that they're getting to that point, what are
your thoughts? So we want to, pre-approve it?
Yeah,
to allow permission
or set up how you would discuss it amongst yourselves outside the board meeting.
Well, there's a couple of things. We can either do it with email or we can just throw together a quick
workshop
meeting.
Okay. I just want to make sure you guys were okay with that possibility and not get to the point that I'm asking and you're like, no, we got to wait for the board meeting.
Yeah, and slow them down 2 weeks or a week. We don't want to slow them down.
This running ahead.
Yeah.
I know, it's a great problem to have, right? Like, oh, they're not spending all the money and they're way ahead. Sorry. Like,
the winter's just mellow. Which I hope
they've really lucked out with the winter.
They could actually start to tank earlier then.
Yeah, exactly. So we're doing our darndest to get the tank design done.
And if the tank's not that cheap, problem.
You know, what does the board feel about doubling the size?
Yeah. I would say that's to be discussed next time. Because what I'm thinking is all you would want to approve is excavating, not actually building the tank. Because they're going to have to give you a cost based on the design of the tank for building the tank. They can't just... it's going
to
be
we decided
about
to
this. You think you'll have it designed by next meeting?
We should be able to.
On what size?
For the 50?
Well, it's the 50,000 right now, so that's a point of discussion too.
But if we was to stop you doing the 50,000 and say let's go ahead and go with 100,000, that would save some money in the long run.
Yes. Yeah.
So. Yeah. Division of Drinking Water came out in this last update meeting and they were telling you that the tank will add to the capacity or something, and that was a good thing that you didn't realize it.
Yeah, I did not realize that, because my thought was it's a tank at the bottom of the system, you have to pump from it to get it anywhere usable.
Yes.
And so in my mind, they wouldn't count that towards your storage. Your required storage.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently it will. So, Nathan Hall told us that yesterday. Though, I will point out that you currently basically have double the storage you need with the tank right up here, for right now. So this would, if you did another 100,000, that would, you'd be triple the storage you need.
So, what's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with it. Just, there's no, like pressing need.
So additional tank size isn't necessarily...
It's not anything that's like, oh yeah, in 10 years we will need more tank size, more tank capacity, or storage capacity, I should say.
So it'll be cheaper to do it now than 10 years in the future.
Yes. Yeah. And as it sits, unless there's some crazy...
I'm not sure it's a good thing, but we're growing faster than I'd like.
I agree with you, yeah. I don't know if...
As it sits... the tanks you have right now, the recent master plan, the 50-year projection, you still don't need more tanks. So
I think it's better to have the extra capacity than not.
How far?
It could get us out of our mind.
Yeah.
If something happened with Roosevelt or whatever.
For a week or something, something happened for a week or 2 weeks.
One thing, so there's you'll have this extra money. So the question becomes, do we want to spend it on bigger tank? Another option is more lines somewhere, like, I don't know, going towards Mecum Lane or something like that. Or another thing that Aaron and I in our office were talking about was our biggest concern with the Victory Pipeline connection project is stagnation. You've got this big long stretch, you're getting water from an already big long line of the Victory Pipeline. At what point is it just, you're not using the water fast enough to keep it from stagnating?
Find a way to loop it somehow.
Which might help.
Really, it's the usage that's the issue.
Yeah. What about the chlorine levels?
And so that was the third option that we were kicking around, was what if the extra money goes towards chlorination of some kind?
If we had to put it in.
And at some point, you're probably going to have to do it. If you have the money now, maybe that's a good option. But it's something to mull over.
Where would be a good spot for that be?
Right there. Right there at the pump and the tank. Right there off of the Victory Pipeline. So that you have the option of, hey, you know, the Victory Pipeline is not quite keeping up.
Mm-hmm.
you inject chlorine as you're putting it into your system.
Would that make like water connections on that end like way chlorinated?
Not to unsafe.
Yeah, levels. Not to unsafe levels. You have to keep everything within levels. Yeah, it would be.
Would be like the maximum safe level.
The max, yeah, something like that.
And basically, when you measure,
it would taste awful.
It's the residual, the extra that you measure, not so much the how much you need in there. Yeah.
Now, so again, I'm thinking next month's board meeting is probably when we're gonna need to be really talking about it.
How much? You mentioned extra line. How much did you estimate could possibly be?
About a quarter mile to three quarters mile, kind of depending on where the quantities end up falling. Because we've been saving on actually more than just the bedding and backfill. They've been able to cut out 5 air vacs. They've not had to use as much road base for resurfacing the roads.
Do we have an area along the line that if we branched off, that we'd pick up more customers?
Not super obvious.
There's just not much development in there.
There's not many people out there. So what I was getting at was when we are talking next month, I will preface that with we will have to talk to Division of Drinking Water to get any kind of okay on whatever we might want to do.
Would that be the chlorination system also?
More than anything, the chlorination would be in that category.
So how much would that be, a chlorination system? How much?
It just depends on how big you want to do it. I'm thinking it would be very, and this is very off the cuff, it'd be similar to the pump station itself, which was 280,000 or so. But depending on how much you do, that's
just
a
to put
rough
an injector
guess.
System in, huh?
Yeah.
With the Victory Pipeline.
It can't be manually done.
Well, good.
every day or twice a day, depending on the flow.
So with the Victory Pipeline has chlorine in it, though, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, and so would it be better to do the chlorination station like halfway to where it's not as potent once it's further up into our system?
The reason it'd be ideal there is because one, water would be coming from the Victory Pipeline into your tank.
So just everything would flow through it.
And everything would flow through it. So you would and you would be mixing it into that tank. And you would be starting at a known known amount, because you'd be testing as it leaves Victory Pipeline and then it's going into the whole system, as opposed to if you do it partway through, it's like, okay, well, the people below it, what is their residual of chlorine? People above it, okay, we know that, and it becomes a lot more of a guess.
Do we know the residual level at that end line there, what Roosevelt's getting or anything?
Should be in that tank.
I don't think, I haven't asked them, actually, what their residual is coming from it.
What about like the water that comes down from like the Hayden wells and stuff? That's not chlorinated.
Yes, it is.
Is it Roosevelt? Do they have chlorination up at the well?
Yeah.
So it's already chlorinated up there.
Yeah.
My question is, in the future, if we put it down there, and then we get it all the way up top of Neowa, master plan, will it benefit us way up there too, or is it going to just kind of linger?
It would probably have to be examined depending on the size of addition you go each chunk to look at, okay, you know, we're injecting down at the bottom, how far up is it actually reaching before maybe you have to do another one or what? Maybe you do
so
one at the top.
You might have to have one at the top.
You might have to have another one at the top, yeah, just depending on.
Fulfill or master the whole plan.
Yeah, depending on, again, usage. The more people are using, the faster it's going through and you don't have that issue, but fewer people on, the harder that is to not stagnate.
There, how much extra? So you said that they are estimating 125,000 for the tank. Mm-hmm. How much extra are we talking we might have?
Okay, don't hold me to this. This was my rough today, like, okay, this is where I think maybe the quantities are going to end up. Around 300,000.
So it's going to go more than double.
Is there like another strategic spot where a tank could go? Like an additional tank somewhere that would really help the system?
Not anywhere along the pipeline, though.
So if they already bought all the pipe for the system, so is this, are we calculating extra pipe that they bought that they're going to trying to get rid of? Well, you said for a quarter mile to three quarters of a mile of pipe.
No, they haven't. They haven't. They would have to buy that pipe new. Yeah, they haven't bought that much.
So it's just cost wise, you're thinking.
Yeah. Yeah, just purely looking at their unit costs and saying, okay, about this much per foot is what they're doing now. So roughly quarter to three quarters mile.
Gotcha. What's the extra cost in upsizing the tank?
It would be, so if you double the size of the tank, it would roughly probably just under double that 125. Because there, again, I said very rough Johansson estimates. Their rough estimate was 250 per gallon.
So what's the engineering?
Plus their excavation.
And how much more engineering cost are we looking at? The double what?
At this point,
yeah.
Not much. Couple thousand dollars maybe to redo some of the stuff we've done up to this point. So, not much.
I think we need to really think about that, huh?
So, but back to the pressing issue is if the rock saw is getting to the point of needing to be used,
we need a decision.
Okay coming and saying, okay, Johansson gave us a quote for this much to excavate the tank with the rock saw and present that to the board as an option.
Okay.
Yeah, well, the saw's there, I would say use it.
Okay, so you guys, when he calls me, am I okay to give them the okay?
Yep.
Do we need to have a motion on that? Do we need to have a motion on that, that they give me permission? Okay, we need to have a motion.
I'll make that motion, that if it's needed to, for the excavation.
For just the excavation.
Of the tank.
What else did I forget?
You're allowing me to have permission.
allow Brent to have permission. To
get okay, that. All right. I'm allowing Brent to have a communication on that.
Okay.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, we have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any objections? There is none. Motion carries. Okay, at this time, let's take a break from our public or our regular board meeting, and we are going to go.